This is Save on Foods Royals Hockey on the Zone at 91.3, and our guest is the Royals athletic therapist, Corey Elliott. And coming off the heels of the great news for you, congratulations. You've been named athletic therapist here for Team Canada at the World Juniors. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. It's something I worked hard for. Something I'm very grateful to be involved with an organization that supports it. And I'm really, really excited for my family to be part of it.
Now, tell us about your role and what will you be doing with Team Canada?
So as an athletic therapist, general health, working with Mike Bernstein, that's a big treat for me, working with somebody with got so much experience, having done world championships, Olympics, All-Star Games, working NHL, 22 years with the Canucks in the NHL, so I got a wealth of experience to pull from. Working with Dr. Ed Bedusco out of Edmonton, who I've worked with previously last year at the Atlantica Cup, which, it's be taking care of the players, getting to know them. The energy room guy, I think I bring a lot of energy to the room. I like to do starting lineups when I'm permitted. But just really, really, really excited to be part of this staff, because the staff, when we got together this summer, we just had such a good time, and everybody gets along. Yeah, just taking care of the boys. It's my jam.
For those who don't know what starting lineup means, as an energy guy, the way they reveal the starting lineup in the dressing room lends to a lot of creativity, and it really gets the guys fired up, right?
To say the least, yeah. Yeah, there's lots of different ways to do it. Everybody's got their own flair, and I like to think my flair is nice and bright.
Corey, what put you over the top so that you got the job as athletic therapist here with the Team Canada the World Juniors?
You know, it's really difficult not to say this, but it's not always what you know, it's who you know. And it's being in the right place at the right time. And it's a lot of work behind the scenes for training staff, and even for the coaches and radio and media guys as well. I don't think a lot of people understand how much love there is for the game and how much effort goes in for the players. And I think there's reviews from the players from getting involved with Hockey Canada. I was just really lucky in my first year that we had the Subway Super Series at the time, which is now the Canada Russia Series. I was able to be part of that, so there was exposure to Hockey Canada, and it's basically an all-star game for the Western Hockey League, and that got my foot in the door, and I was part of the last Team Pacific before it went to National Development Program, and I just got in at the right time, and I had some success there. We didn't win, unfortunately, but we lost to a team that, geez, man, I'm talking Austin Matthews, Dylan Larkin, Greenway, just an all-star team essentially at the U17 level. And then I was part of the U17 National Development Program. They kind of kept me back, so to speak, but it was a really good experience. So I think just charming the right people,
A lot of Hockey Canada has their program of excellence, bringing these young players along. Is that, draw similar parallels that way for guys who are, running the show behind the scenes?
Very much so. It's really good for the organization to allow staff, training staff and coaching staff. Not all organizations are really keen on it because they're losing their staff. I'm going to be gone for a month, so we got to bring somebody else in, and players got to be comfortable, management's got to be comfortable, coaching staff has to be comfortable. However, I am able to bring a lot of experience back into the dressing room, and I think that bodes well for our organization moving forward.
Betters
us, and then, Hockey Canada puts a lot in, both from preparation and performance and everything else. So I like to think that we don't do things much differently here with the Royals as a club team than we really do at Hockey Canada. So the transition is really easy. There's more moving parts, yes, but there's more people involved at the national level, or the international level for that matter. So it's just trying to get our guys to want to do more while they're here, knowing that we know what it takes. Matt Auerbach's done IIHF World Juniors already as well. So these guys kind of look up to us, and they respect more what we say when we're involved with this kind of event.
Right. We're joined with Corey Elliott, the athletic therapist of the Victoria Royals, and now for Hockey Canada at the World Juniors, working along head athletic therapist Mike Bernstein. Corey, who's going to be filling in for you while you're gone?
JT Ward. He's with the Cowichan Capitals of the BCHL. He's a very, very deserving individual. He was a former student with the Royals here a couple years ago when we won the Scotty Monroe Meridian League champions. I've got a lot of respect for the guy. It's awesome to have him as a colleague now. I really value calling him a friend as well. Like I say, much deserving of the opportunity. Allow him, you know, this is potentially an opportunity for him to get his foot in the door when there's a Western Hockey League or even an OHL or a Quebec Major Junior League opening. So he's had some experience, especially with travel that's going to be involved because we're co-hosting. He's going to be gone on a 12-day road trip, which will help me. He's a seasoned guy, and smart, intelligent, funny. Guys like him. Lots of the senior guys know him. So, yeah.
Tell us the itinerary for you.
Next week, we will be moving into pre-competition, so we'll be moving into Save-On Foods Memorial Center into our my home dressing room, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, we got a couple games. I think we play Switzerland on the Wednesday, the 19th, and the 21st we play Slovakia. And then the following day we take off and move over to Vancouver. We're going to practice at UBC one day, and then we play Finland on the 22nd, I believe. And then we're moving into Rogers Arena into the Canucks dressing room, and it's kind of a big deal for me.
Yeah.
And then it's competition starts, and opening game is going to be a special one for me, and I think a special one for our club. JF Best, our assistant coach, is working with the Danish national team, and our one and only Philip Schultz is going to be on the ice playing against us too. So it's going to be pretty special.
Are you going to be on the bench as well? Like, I know there's not much room on there, but...
Yeah, I'll be on the bench. I got to make sure I brush my teeth, my comb, clean shaven, you know, all the good things my mom and dad taught me growing up. But yeah, smiles all the time and good posture, all those kind of things. Yeah, it'll be pretty cool. I'm pretty excited. 18,600 people over in Vancouver, so I'm pretty jacked.
All this, Corey, is it just part of your career goal? Is it the NHL? Where do you see yourself aspiring to?
You know, when I got into the Western Hockey League by luck with the Jeff Harris, I was involved with the Salmon Kings as a student, and then I got in and I had a 5-year plan, and I'm a year late, but this is one of my goals was to get World Juniors. It's not easy to get. There's a lot of guys gunning for it. Well, over 60 guys within the CHL gunning for it, and it's a select group. It's an honor. Especially, you know, greatest hockey nation on the planet. So it's pretty cool. It was a goal, and you know, moving up into the professional ranks is definitely a goal of mine. I mean, the NHL is just like the players. It's the ultimate dream. The pay is good too, but you know, it's about just, yeah, you know, you get the swag, and it's not so much about the profile. It's for the love of the game, and it's just having the resources, and it's about the relationships, and. That's one special thing about working in hockey that a lot of people don't understand is once you bond as brothers and as a family, like, that stuff does not ever leave your life. So it's a special thing.
Well, Corey, we'll be rooting for you. We'll see you on the TV over the holiday season. Best of luck, and bring home the gold.
Thanks, Marlon. Appreciate it.
That's Corey Elliott, athletic therapist to the Royals and Team Canada at the World Juniors. This is Save-On Foods Royals Hockey on the Zone at 91.3.